Was to greet you right now. Amen. Ask your neighbor if you know who is standing by you, you would like to shake him and shake his hand very well. I'm not a nonentity. You better celebrate me today, because very shortly you will find me at the top. When next you are looking for me, you have to raise your head to find me. Oh yes. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Please give Jesus a big hand and take your seat. Hallelujah. It's my new dawn era. Tonight, I count it a great privilege again at this 2018 International Youth Alive Convention, the third night, to bring to us again God's Word. Looking at the theme from the onset that is captioned, Heralding the Emergence of World Changers. Your world is due for a change, and God will use you to produce it. Yeah. I thought somebody said amen. Yeah. The world can be seen from different perspectives. It can be seen as a globe. It can be seen biologically, scientifically, technologically. It can be seen from the perspective of profession and whatever you do in life. Whatever way you look at it, anywhere you find yourself, you will be a world changer. Yeah. I thought I'm praying for someone here tonight. Yeah. Amen means let it be so. Yeah. Every time you hear prayer, especially prophetic blessing, how do you catch it? Yeah. Amen. Amen means confirmed. So every word spoken over your life and about you, what happened to it? Confirmed. I say to you tonight again, in the course of this convention and hereafter, you shall surely emerge a world changer. The teaching series I am privileged to take, this being the second part of it, is caption, Pathway to the Topmost Top. Pathway to the topmost top. There are people at the top, but you will be on their top. There are individuals that big men call a big man. There are individuals that successful people call the success. Somebody's answering, I'm the one. If your mouth is your own mouth, you are not renting it. Amen. You are the one. Praise God. Don't let the devil tell you that it is not you. Because presently you may not look like it, but you are ordained for it. The Lord said to Jeremiah, before I formed thee, I have a picture of you. I know you. I have a picture of you. See, sometimes it's like what you are hearing is deceiving you. And you need to be deceived so in order to become so. You need to be deceived so in order for people to mock you. And in the process of their mocking you, God will be making you. Until you are thoroughly mocked, God will not thoroughly make you. That's the way He works. You may not look like it today, but you are already programmed for it. I know when something is programmed, it's a matter of time, because it will surely come to pass. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo didn't look like it before. He didn't look like it before. I'm not told about it. I saw it physically. He didn't look like it before. But he believed it. He accepted it. And now, by the grace of God, he's become so partly, and he's becoming so more and more as the day goes by. Very shortly, great people will call you the great. Successful people will call you the successful. Rich people will call you the rich. In the precious name of Jesus. Pathway to the topmost top, no matter where anybody has reached around you, see that as the minimum you will ever reach. That's what God is saying concerning you. You see, there is no one that is set before you as your target. They are only set as your minimum. As your minimum. Therefore, you have no one to envy in this world, because the world has not yet seen you. The world has never imagined you. The world has never noticed you. The world has never comprehended your description. Very shortly, you will emerge as a wow. But please note tonight, just like the teaching series connotes, pathway. It shows to us that there is a path, or there are pathways to follow. Actually, Jesus called us to be followers. He said, come, follow me, and I will make you. Our making is in the following of the ways He shows to us. And Paul, in his wisdom, admonished, be ye followers of those who through faith and patience and have obtained the promise. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12, the four scriptures mentioned, Matthew 4, 19. Follow me and I will make you. Be ye followers of those who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. So that means you cannot obtain without you following. Very cheap principle. You follow. Don't bug your head. Follow. God is scientific. Science is all about methods, paths. If you are a science student, or you've graduated in science, in basic things, in chemistry, physics, and biology, any time you want to, you know, carry out an experiment, you have the aim and the objective, then you have the method, and the method has not changed. So also has the result not changed. It shows clearly, therefore, if you don't have the result, repeat the method. Your teacher tells you, go carefully, follow the method. If something is wrong with you, don't look for who to blame. Query your method. Ask yourself questions. So there are pathways to follow to the topmost top. There are things you do that nobody can stop you. There are things that you do that even God will not stop you. God told God's servant, Bishop Oyedepo, once. He said, even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. Because you have followed the method, you have practiced the principles, you are bound to assess the product. So rather than praying for things to happen, ask God for steps to take for things to happen. How did Moses become outstanding? Psalm 103 verse 7. And Moses knew, or rather, God made known his ways unto Moses. And as a result, he commanded, he produced the act for the children of Israel to see. If you know the ways, people will follow you. You don't need to beg people to follow you. You just know the way. Because people are looking for the way. Chart the course, and people will line up behind you. Now, quickly tonight, therefore, having looked at the first one at the opening of this great convention, engaging the power of vision, we're looking at engaging the power of stewardship. Engaging the power of stewardship. And I'd like you to listen very carefully tonight, because the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. Every time we teach a subject, there is a spirit behind it that empowers it to happen. Teach on healing, the spirit of healing comes. Teach on success, the spirit of success comes. Now, teaching on stewardship, the spirit of stewardship will envelop you tonight. The way you follow determines where you will end, that is your destination, and how quickly you will arrive. Engaging spiritual principles empowers us to emerge as God's best. Engaging in spiritual stewardship takes the believer to the topmost top. Jesus, our clear example, made it very clear that stewardship is the ladder to the topmost top. Those who bend to serve today will rise to lead tomorrow. Amen. Those who are too big to stoop to serve will be too slow to rise. One thing you can be sure, Jesus was not only a teacher, but a practitioner. So everything he told us to do, he has done. Luke 22, come quickly with me and take that verse as a guide in the teaching tonight, from verses 25 to 27. Luke 22. And Jesus said unto them, the system of the world exercises lordship over them, the kings of the Gentiles. Now, the way it plays in the world is different from the way it plays in the kingdom. People in the world wants to be big. Today we even have a lot of teachings going on how to project yourself, how to appear and intimidate people. They teach all of those stuff in motivational stuff today, but it does not last. You know, in the world they talk about riches, in the kingdom we talk about blessing. They are two different things. You can be rich and not be blessed, but you cannot be blessed and not be rich. You can use human authority to go to the top, but you don't have authority to keep yourself at the top. Now get back to that scriptures. The kings of this world, they exercise dominion over their territory, over their jurisdiction. And they call them the benefactors. Verse 26, but ye in the kingdom shall not be so. You will not practice what they practice. But he that is greatest among you, let him begin the journey to that greatness by being as the younger, the lower. And he that wants to be a chief, let him be the one that will serve. For which one is greater? He that sitteth at meat as a boss, or he that serveth? In the world, they will tell you the one that is seated. And Jesus said, if you consider me to be your master, I am among you as one that serveth. This should be a code for you anywhere you find yourself. If you're a pastor and you are not willing to serve, forget it. You will never succeed. If you're a business person and your motivation is the money to make and not the service to render, you have failed before you started. Sustainable businesses is based on services rendered. Real business people don't look for money. They render service. And as they continue to render service, they gain more clients and rewards keeps flowing towards them. Businessmen who cut corners in the name of making more money cannot last. As they are cutting corners, the money they make starts cutting them. If you're an employee, don't make the salary being paid to you as your primary objective for working. This is why many people miss it. Many people miss at this point. They look at the pay where they go to work more than the services they have to render. Who is an employee? An employee is one who is brought in into a project or into a system to assist the employer. So, what does that mean? It means to render service. So in whatever field you find yourself, if you are called into ministry, why are you preaching? Is it so that people can come by the end of the service to applaud you and tell this is good message? Or bring offering to you? You have already failed. And that's what stewardship is about. Stewardship is about rendering service. I want to make it as simple to you. Rendering service. At all points, in all fronts, in anything you do, including your family, be a steward to your husband. If you are married or you are preparing to marry, don't look for a woman who will serve you. Don't look for a man who will serve you. Look for someone into whose life you will invest. Now you hear a lot of people ask them when they want to get married. What's your objective? So I'm looking for a man who will give me plenty of money. I'm looking for a woman that, you see, will be supporting me. Now, if you ask yourself, I'm looking for someone to whom I will be a blessing. Now, if you do that, then the person will come to you and also be a blessing to you. Because like attracts like. You can't want to be a cheat in marriage and not be cheated in marriage. Stewardship is about rendering services anywhere you find yourself and doing that exactedly. Now, please note also that our call into the kingdom is on two platforms, the platform of royalty and stewardship, the platform of kingship and servanthood. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 and Revelation chapter 5 verses 9 and 10 saying almost the same thing. He's made us kings and priests. He called us into kingship and into stewardship. We were born to be sons of God, but we are called to be servants of men, or servants to men, by the kingship upon our lives. We are called to be servant leaders and not ruler leaders. In the system of the world, leadership means rulership. But in this kingdom, stewardship means, or rather, leadership means servanthood. Sustained leadership is based on the platform of servanthood. And we can have clear examples of two men in this light. King Saul and King David. The difference between them was stewardship. From the onset, Saul was anointed to be a captain. First Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. And Samuel took the horn of oil and poured on his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord had anointed you to be captain?" Now, we don't have the time to go to the root of that, but the people rejected the leadership of Samuel and they wanted a king. So God gave them a captain king who really dealt with them. But after his reign, God said in Psalm 89 verse 20, "I have found my servant David. With my holy oil have I anointed him to be a servant." The kingdom of Saul was terminated. The kingdom of David was enduring and is still enduring. It's over 3,000 years now that David declared Jerusalem as the city of God, and the name of David is still ringing high up till today, even to Jesus Christ, who was described, or he is described, as the root of David. Stewards don't die because their works keep speaking for them. People will not remember you for your rulership. They will remember you for your stewardship. Quickly, having said all of this, what are the requirements for acceptable stewardship? Principle is noted in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. And in steward, moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. The key to acceptable stewardship, the core, the principal key, is faithfulness. 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 First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Hear the statement of Paul. "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into ministry." It is your faithfulness that determines where you are put. It is faithfulness that counts. He counted me faithful. He put me. If you are not faithful, God will not put you. Don't pray for a higher place. Faithfulness is rare to come by, especially in our generation. Everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's eager to be there at the top. Psalm 12, verse 1. "Help, O Lord, for the godly man sees it. For the faithful fail from among the children of men." Everywhere I've been to, people keep telling me it's rare to find faithful people. Put something in somebody's hand, before you return, it has disappeared. Why? Lack of faithfulness.
Proverbs 20, verse 6.
Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Very scarce, very rare. Faithfulness. What therefore is faithfulness? In one or two words. Faithfulness means being truthful in your dealings in life. Being committed to your duty with the whole of your heart. It means doing in the secret what you will not be ashamed to be noted for in the open. For instance, you're working somewhere. You know what you do when your boss is not in and what you do when he's around. Failing to understand that there is a big eye watching you when your boss is not there. You hear people everywhere saying, "It's not my business. If it fails, it fails." For lack of faithfulness. Faithfulness made Abraham. I stumbled into that, studying the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 7 and 8. God made his covenant with Abraham because of his faithfulness. Thou art the Lord, the God, who didst choose Abraham and broughtest him forth out of the hall and Chaldeans, of the Chaldeans, and gavest him the name Abraham. Verse 8. And foundest his heart before thee, foundest his heart faithful before thee. And therefore made a covenant with him to give him the land of the Canaanites. His faithfulness brought him into covenant with God. Faithfulness means constant, unchangeable. You don't change color. You don't pretend. You are just who you are. People check you in and out and discover you are the same. Faithfulness means to be constant. Faithfulness is described as a statue. Go to Ikeja today and a few places around Lagos or from the cities where you come from, you find some statues of men or statues of animals. Come rain, come sun, they are there. 10, 20 years to come, they are there. They don't move. That's the meaning of faithfulness. Not moving. Come rain, come sun, come reward or no reward. You are just there. Faithfulness also means loyalty. Ready to die for what you believe. And that's what Abraham did. God told Abraham, "I will give you a son." And Abraham believed. He said, "Let's go." When the son came, God said, "I will give me your son. I want him for lunch." Abraham said, "Why not? Let's go." He was faithful to God. And from there, he entered into covenant with God. You don't know what you are doing when you are being faithful. You are trading your way into the covenant. Don't joke with faithfulness, please. How did Daniel become an excellent man? Faithfulness. Daniel chapter 6 verse 4. You know, among the other presidents, at the top, it was at their top. If you take it from there, then the president and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning his kingdom. But they could not find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, faithfulness makes you live a faultless life. It put him at the top of the toppest people in the land. Think of Joseph. He was faithful in the house of Potiphar. Genesis chapter 39, you know the story very well. As a slave, he went to there. Never mind what people call you. They call you slave. That's what they think of you in the now. There is a prime minister seed inside you. Today you are sweeping the floor. Today you are answering names that people call you. I can imagine they were calling Joseph all kinds of names. Job. Come on, Job.
clean the shoe for me. Come on, Joe, dress the bed for me. Come on, Joe, bring water for me. And he will run around, be sweating, faithfully. Until everything in the house was handed over to him. But Joseph will not touch what does not belong to him. Faithfulness means don't touch what does not belong to you. Following the footsteps of our father, Bishop Oyedepo, the money of the church has not crossed to my hand. In those wonderful days, when I was privileged to serve in Kaduna, haven't moved from Kaduna. Amen. Having moved to Lagos from Kaduna, God's servant kept a number of things that belongs to him in my hand, including a very beautiful car, including his checkbook signed. And you can't tell me I don't have needs occasionally, but I will not touch that check. Why? He didn't tell me to touch it. And I will not ride that car. One day he came to me and said, "This car can be used." I said, "Thank you, sir." He told me to keep it, not to drive it. Now today, to the glory of God, I don't talk about cars. Never be in a hurry. If you are working somewhere, don't touch the money of your boss. If they send you to put fuel in the car for 5,000, don't put 3,000 in the fuel of the fuel in the car and 2,000 fuel in your pocket. Amen. Be faithful. So also in church, be faithful. Be faithful. I don't know where they count church offering. Where we are for more than 7 years now, I've never stepped into where they are counting money. What am I looking for there? My office is at the altar, not in the counting room of money. Be faithful. Joseph was faithful. He will not even touch his master's wife, who offered herself freely. He ran away from what doesn't belong to him. Listen, if you don't run away from what does not belong to you, what belongs to you will not come. What does not belong to you is a counterfeit. Don't touch it. Don't touch another woman's husband. It's not. Wait for your own, because it's on the way coming. Somebody say amen to that. Nehemiah was a faithful cupbearer. You find that story in Nehemiah chapter 1, the entire chapter 11, very specifically. It was there. David, even after being anointed, still made himself a faithful servant under King Saul that was hunting to kill him every day. See, the journey of faithfulness can be tough. And David went everywhere whithersoever King Saul sent him. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 5. He was faithful. He was faithful. Even Jesus was faithful. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. He was faithful in all his house, in all the assignment that God gave him, even as David, as Moses was. "For no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God and is faithful." That is the principal requirement for acceptable stewardship. Of course, let me quickly mention one or two more, and then we move on to begin to round up. Number two requirement for acceptable stewardship is availability, not ability. In the world, they talk about skills, ability, expertise. Of course, all these are very importantly required. But the core is availability. Most times, God uses only the available. Gideon was simply available, and God used him. Judges chapter 16 was available. Rather, Judges chapter 14, God said to him, go in this your strength. Nehemiah was only an available steward. He had no expertise. He knew nothing about building. He was a domestic staff. David was only available. He never went to war before. He never went to any military school. But God used him with a small sling in his hand to bring down Goliath. Isaiah was only available. Chapter 6, verse 8. If you can use anything, Lord, use me. That's how people in stewardship, they start anyhow. Start sweeping the church. Start anything they would like to do. Growing up in the faith, I was involved in too many different service units, including children teacher. I was a children teacher. I was in the choir. I joined every group joinable. Never thinking that one day I will preach. No! I just anything that can be done to serve, let's go ahead and do it. That's what you need to do. Don't look for recognition. Don't look for position. Don't look for seat. Don't look for name. Don't look for title. Don't look for fame. No! Look for service to render. Don't look for money. Think of what to do with money to bless people. From where you are. Don't look for food. Look for who to give food to. That's how it works. Be available. Be ready. Be willing to serve. Somebody say, I'm ready, Lord. Say, I'm ready, Lord. When Moses was able, he couldn't rescue Israel. But when he was available, he lost all his ability, including his power of speech. When he was a smart commander, he failed. But when he was a stammerer that is simply available to God. Do you know? God did not even heal his speech impediment to show to him that he doesn't need the speech. He said, I cannot speak. He said, shut up. I won't heal you. Call your brother. Be telling him, be whispering to his ear and what he would say. So Moses will call Aaron. Come on here, Aaron. Let my people go. And Aaron said, okay, it's all right. And Aaron will go and tell Pharaoh, thus said the Lord through Moses, his servant, let my people go. All you need is to be available. I will not consider myself as a powerful preacher. I'm only an available vessel. Every time I'm going to the altar, I tell God, Lord, if you can use anything, please use me. I'm just available. Speak through me, Lord. Heal the sick through me. Don't call me an healer. Don't call me evangelist. Don't call me any title. I'm simply an available man. With ability, you can be limited. But with availability, you can never suffer any limit. Why? Because the ability is by you. The availability makes God to walk through you. What else do you need for acceptable stewardship? Be focused in your stewardship. Be focused. Have a sense of focus. Luke 9:62. No man having put his hand on the plow, turn back, and is worthy of his kingdom. Maintain focus. Don't bother about who is doing it and who is not doing it. Be focused. Be individuality conscious. Knowing fully well 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8 that every man shall be rewarded according to his own works. Every man according to his own works. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Faithfulness means
Trading the present for the future. Trading the present for the future.
I was privileged to start pastoring the church of four people, including myself. Man, from there we grew to seven. From 7 to 15. From 15 to 18. From 18 to 13. We never reduced any time. I so pastored 20 people that they can't forget about my pastoring. That's why today, talking to a crowd doesn't move me. Because I've been used to talking to a large crowd when they were 30.
With all seriousness, with all commitment, with all faithfulness.
There is nobody I pastored at when the church was 30 that can forget me. I pastored them in prayer, pastored them in preaching, pastored them in follow-up, pastored them in every way. Trading the present for the future. Remember the parable of the talent in Matthew chapter 25, from verses 14 all the way to 30. A man was going for a journey and called his three servants, and he gave them talents according to their several ability, according to their several ability, according to their several ability. God knew you before he gave you what he gave to you. Don't look for something bigger. And the one with five, what did he do? He went and traded. If you have a business of 1 million, trade with the 1 million faithfully. If you are working somewhere, trade with that place, that platform. Inside you is the seed of a CEO, but you have to pass through the process. Pass through the process. God will give you two and watch the way you will behave. He went and traded. He went and traded. But the one with one talent said, how can he give me five? Give him five and give me one. Don't they know how old I am? Don't they know I've been here in this church for a long time? According to their several ability. So get settled. Whatever opportunity you have now is what God considers you to be fit for now. When you trade with it, it will become bigger. Somebody say amen to that. Now, what does kingdom stewardship offer? As we begin to close, stewardship promotes, number one, Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 2. Stewardship promotes. Nehemiah speaking, he said, I gave my brother Ananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem. Not because he was my brother, but because he was found a faithful man and feared God above many. Faithfulness promotes. You don't suffer demotion with faithfulness. Number two, faithfulness multiplies anything you do. I've told you, Matthew chapter 25, verse 20, 21. Number three, faithfulness brings you into covenant with God. Brings you into covenant with God. Now, there's a difference between promise and covenant. Promise can change. Covenant cannot change. It is the services you render in the kingdom that brings you into the realm of a vow before God. God makes vows with those who serve him. We saw earlier in Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 7 to 8, and in Exodus chapter 23, 25, down the line, the covenant. You shall serve. Promises goes with will, but covenant goes with shall. You will make a covenant to serve, and I will make covenant to bless. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your brethren and your water. That's why people who truly serve don't beg for things. It's just natural for good things to come their way. You shall serve, he shall bless. You shall serve, he shall bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. The number of your days he will fulfill. And too many things. He said your enemies will hear you and they will run away from you because you are serving them. Somebody say amen to that. Honor is another thing. John 12, 26. He that serveth this way, my father will honor him. Jesus speaking. He that honoreth me, I will honor. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. You can't miss honor serving God. Of course, in the covenant, you enjoy good health. You enjoy fruitfulness. You live cost-free. Revelation chapter 22, verse 3. When you serve God, no cost can work on you. Anybody cursing you is wasting his time. When you are a true servant of God, Revelation 22, verse 3, curse does not work on those who serve God. And there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God shall be, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. From today, no more curse upon your life. Let me say this, however, before I ask you to rise to your feet. There is what we call the spirit of stewardship that enables you to have grace to serve God acceptably. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Let us therefore receive grace. Wherefore we receive in the kingdom which cannot be moved, let us receive grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. In the scriptures, grace and spirit goes together. The Holy Spirit is the spirit that increases us. Find that in Zechariah chapter 2 from verses 1 all the way to verse 6. The grace of God. And for Jesus, in prophecy, we are told from Isaiah chapter 42 that the spirit to serve, behold my servant, in whom my hand, my elect, in whom my soul delighted, I have put my spirit upon him. As I speak to you tonight on this platform of faithfulness, standing by the unction that backs up our spiritual father, Bishop Oyedepo, who also have faithfully served God, I release upon you that spirit right now. You know what? That spirit makes you to serve tirelessly. That spirit makes you to serve joyfully. That spirit enables you to serve with self-abandonment. Now, how many of you want to receive that grace? Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Everybody who served yesterday have emerged a star today. Stardom has in it the seed of stewardship. You can't serve God and die as a non-entity. The way it works here is the way I release upon you right now. Give God a big hand and take your seat, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, quickly tonight, I'd like you to know that you can't serve God in the flesh. You have to be in the spirit to serve him. And you cannot be in the spirit until you are connected with God. And how do you get connected with God? You get connected with God by confessing him as your Lord and Savior, by being born again. New birth gives you access to the realm of the Spirit. Wherever you are seated tonight, you know you are not born again. You've not given your life to Jesus as Lord and Savior. Wherever you are seated, I'd like you to know that that is the first thing to do. You see, if you are not born again, the spirit inside you will be fighting the spirit of God. Will be fighting the spirit of God. will be resisting the Spirit of God. That's why we talk about surrendering your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Will you please let me pray with you tonight? I know you are willing. I know you are ready. I want to believe tonight that there are no hypocrites here. There are people who are naked, open before God. God does not condemn anybody, so we do not. The only people God condemns are hypocrites, people who pretend to be who they are not. So drop your pretense. Open up your heart to him tonight. Somebody is saying, please, Pastor, pray for me tonight. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. Will you please stand to your feet? Give me a chance to do so right now. God bless you. Be sincere. God will not throw you away. He will not cast you away. Maybe you've been here since the convention commenced, but you've not made that decision. You need to make it right now. And there are also people here tonight who once they were born again, but through pressure, they reversed from following Jesus. They backslided. But tonight, even though Satan has been telling you that God will not accept you again, I want you to know that Jesus will forgive you your past, take you back to himself. If you're in this category as well, please stand to your feet. And everyone in these two categories, will you please come to the altar here and let this assembly pray with you tonight. Come on, all of you who are coming, come quickly. Come with your bag. And anything you come to church with, your Bible, whatever you come to church with, your wallet, your telephone, don't leave anything behind there. Church, let's give Jesus a big hand for them as they come. Come and clap some more. Please keep clapping for them. Amen. How many of you prayed for souls to be saved in this convention? Did you pray for souls to be saved? Is that not what God is doing right now? Wouldn't you like to appreciate him? I thought you will. Make it louder, therefore. Make it louder, therefore. What you told God to do is what he's doing right now. He's saving souls. He's saving souls. Now quickly come. Every spirit of indecision, I command you to bow right now. Everyone, wherever you are seated, come quickly. Come quickly. The door is still open to you. Young men, young women, run down here. You have all the energy to run. Help me clap for those who are running down. Clap for them. Oh, can you see that? A lot of people are running down. Come on, run, 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 run for your life. Run for salvation. Run and meet Jesus. God bless you. Even ladies are running. They are running. You can tell this church is an Olympic church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name. Will all of you in front here please lift up your right hand? And if you are coming to join them, some people are still running down. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. No one is too bad. Something tells me to wait for somebody right now. I don't know who you are, but if you are the person, the Holy Spirit is telling me to wait for you. I'm waiting for you now. Quickly come. Quickly come. Now, please lift up your hand. Bow your heads if you can. And say with me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud. Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight to receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I know I'm a sinner. Forgive my sins. Give me a new beginning. Touch me right now. Make me a child of God. From now, I am born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I ask for your power over all of these precious people from tonight. As they go from here, the power to follow you be released upon them. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please open your eyes with a smile on your face. Say with me, I am now born again. God bless you. Please follow our officials as they lead you right now. Which way are they going? Please look at the direction of my hands and go this way. God bless you. Please go this way. Go this way. Go this way. Church, help me clap for them again as they go. Wonderful people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let them follow this other path, please. Let them go these two ways, please, so we can save time. God bless you.
please go in the directions that they are leading you right now. Now somebody get excited, stand to your feet and give glory. Oh, there is joy in heaven over every soul that is saved. Somebody get excited. Somebody shout to my King and to my God. It's worthy of praise. It's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. There are several platforms on which you can serve God. So when you get back to your various places, you have prayer and fasting, you have soul winning, you have physical services you render in the church by joining service groups, and several opportunities as you hear them in your various assembly. Join one unit or the other. Do whatever you can do, just serve anyhow, and God will honor you as you do so in Jesus' name. How many of you want to receive the spirit of servanthood? Now lift up your hand. This same spirit that's at work upon our spiritual father, Bishop Oyedepo, and at work in my humble self, following after his footsteps, I stand as a channel to you tonight to release that spirit upon you. Receive the spirit of stewardship. Anywhere you find yourself, in the church, at workplace, even in your family, receive the spirit of stewardship. From today, whatever hindered that spirit from working in you is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I command that every trace of pride, self, and anything that works contrary, the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of self-recognition, any force at work seeking to hinder you, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today. Receive that spirit today. So shall it be. Wave those beautiful hands and give glory to Jesus. Give glory to Jesus. Give glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And please be seated.
Utilize. Come on, put those hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. It is announcement time. Praise the Lord. God is transforming lives on this mountain as participants are experiencing remarkable encounters and instant testimonies to the glory of God. Please be reminded that registration is mandatory for this convention. All who are yet to register should visit the registration stand and endeavor to register. Covenant Hour prayer continues tomorrow. Please, all movement should stop now. Be disciplined. Remember, Covenant Hour prayer continues tomorrow morning by 5:30 a.m. at Covenant University Chapel and Faith Academy Multipurpose Hall. Please observe the following rules as it relates to your stay on this mountain. Number one, every participant is to stay in the apartment allocated to him or her, and no camper is allowed to accommodate quarters. Cooking is not allowed in the hostel. Objects like electric kettle, boiling ring, knife, etc. are not allowed in the hostel. Be informed that light out at the hostel, it remains 11 p.m. Take note, the special branded t-shirts are still available. With the sales team, endeavor to get your copy as a memorabilia as you take go home with it. I see God announcing you to your world this season in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, put those hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Utilize. What a wonderful night that we have had. Stand to your feet tonight as you celebrate the Father. Wave your hand unto Jesus. Celebrate him. Appreciate him one more time for what he has done, for the victory once again. Father, thank you. For in Jesus' mighty name we've given thanks. Please take note of the following. Individuals who stole phones and things that does not belong to them, some have returned and they have been forgiven. Now listen to this. If you still have in your bag, in your pocket, what does not belong to you, you have till tomorrow morning. You have till tomorrow morning. Don't hear this instruction. You have come up to this mountain among others to be blessed, not to be cursed. You will not add to your trouble in the name of Jesus. Make sure you go to the honor entrance. A bucket has been put there. Go there. You don't need to see anybody. Just walk straight there and drop whatsoever you have stolen, and the Lord will forgive you. You are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Once again, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., before 8, that is by 7:45, the hostel will be shut down. Individuals who are arrested inside will be dealt with appropriately. Make sure you are not part of them. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Why don't you lift up your hand one more time and bless the name of the Lord for what he has done tonight in the name of Jesus. Together, surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Peace. It is my new dawn era. What eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be the order of the day of my life this year. What Jesus says to one, he says to all. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Youth alive. World changes. And rising giants. The Lord bless you. Good night. Go in peace. And don't forget the light out.